The latest edition is out now at a newsstand and a business near you. He's the publisher, editor, writer, photographer of Ducks Illustrated. Welcome in, Jerry Thompson. JT, how's it going?
Hey, great. When the sun is shining in February in Oregon, it can't get too much better, can it?
Nah. Not a lot to complain about. Always a bunch to cover this time of year. So where can the folks pick up this particular chock full of information and great photo edition of the magazine?
Free of charge at your local Buy Marts, Dairy Marts, and Oregon Duck stores and the Oregon Sports store.
All right.
Businesses all are great sponsors, businesses all around the cities of Springfield and Eugene.
All righty. Well played there. We'll get into the interesting theme featuring movies, but first, on page 5, the piece on Oregon women's basketball freshman Satu Sabali, because while she's had some inconsistencies, you know, you look at the way she played at Washington State Sunday, inside game, outside game, and you really can't help but get excited about where this is all going.
No, at 6'4", and with her talent, she's a difficult person for the opponent to strategize against, because she, like you said, she can go inside, she can go outside. Coach Graves in one of the games said, just stop and pop when she hits that mid-range, too. It's three weapons, really, she's got there. I mean, three tools, and she's made a big difference in a win a couple weeks ago, too. And Satu is, her sister's also coming, and
yep.
I guess she's just as good or better than her, about the same height. At least that's what I hear and seen some highlights. So Coach Graves is loading up with talent. And, you know, Graves calls her one of the best players in the world of her age. And she's, you know, the big thing was Lexi Bando going out. Satu had to step up, and she's done, you know, average 11 points in conference, pretty good job there, and brings a total different dimension than Lexi Bando, who's pretty much, you know, is limited to the three-pointers. Satu gets the three-pointers plus the inside moves and drives the basket well, too. So.
Yeah, in the Coug game, she made some exceptional drives to the bucket and was able to finish.
You got it. That was the game I was thinking of. She really made a difference there, and boy, they hit 15 of their first 16 shots, Oregon. I don't know if I've ever seen a game like that where the whole team just couldn't miss.
I love the movie connection in this edition of the magazine. It's a topic we digress to often here. So let's start The Green Mile. But in this case, the inmates don't suffer. The Oregon opponents do. What's the track team been up to that made this connection for you?
Well, I call them the Oregon Green Milers because you're not old enough, and neither am I, to remember, but we sure saw that and heard that scientists in the 40s and late 40s said that it was impossible for a human being to run a sub-4-minute mile. I think you may have heard of that. I don't know. But they were just sure nobody could ever do that. Well, in 1951, Roger Bannister broke the four-minute barrier. And since then, Oregon's been out front with many of the schools in the nation, and probably the top school, because in the last 2 weeks, they had five of their milers run under 4 minutes indoors. And indoors is more difficult than outdoors because you have more revolutions around the track, you know, so to speak.
Right.
So, and then Ed Cheserek, who graduated, Edward Cheserek, just ran the second fastest indoor mile in history in the world.
Wow.
And he's just, you know, 1 year from graduation. So having graduated. So the Oregon's really leading the way with the 1,500 guys, the outdoor 1,500, and the milers. So it was Sam Prekel, Reed Brown, Mike Stanzovac, Blake Henney, and Cooper Keir, the five young men who have really got recognition lately for they're miles. I mean, it's incredible.
One of my favorite movies is The Right Stuff, Philip Kaufman flick, same guy who wrote or directed the first three Indiana Jones movies, also Outlaw Josie Wales. You made a connection between this film about our Mercury astronaut program and Mario Cristobal's first recruiting class?
A little stretch, but Mario Cristobal said that he described the character of his class as having the right stuff, and they do their research, and I know Coach Elfrich did that too, and Coach Bellotti, but they really go into a lot of in-depth, almost living with the players, not literally, but, you know, getting to know them off, out of high school, what they do other than athletics or academics or in the community and all this. So he's really said they are really excited about the character of these 24 young men who signed with Oregon. And this is the annual recruiting edition for those who want to get Ducks Illustrated. It's got, you know, bios of all 24 players. And I'm glad, it's exciting that they've got the right stuff. I hope it will produce the right stuff on the field as far as points and all that, too.
Yeah, you know, another thing is along the offensive line, recruiting has kind of shifted in recent years when they implemented the up-tempo spread offense. And now it seems like Cristobal and his guys are bringing in their version of what you're referring to as mountain men?
Yeah. Well, the average size of the – they signed five offensive linemen, and, of course, there's five offensive linemen on a, you know, on an offense, and – the average height and weight is 6'6", 332. And, of course, the runt of the litter, as I call it, was Dawson Jamarillo from in the state of Oregon, is 6'5", 295. But Coach Cristobal says that they have speed and athleticism for people their size. So, yeah, it's a big shift from the 285 guys in the spread offense under Chip Kelly. And, you know, remains to be seen, but I hope it's right. I mean, certainly the fourth quarter they should be able to wear guys down, hopefully. And he mentioned how mobile they were, so that's incredible. I didn't do an extensive, but I heard it, and you may be able to verify since you cover the NFL quite a bit. Is that if all five of those young freshmen started next year, they would be as big as any NFL team, or maybe bigger.
Yeah, oh no, that's just monstrous, no question about it. Talk with Jerry Thompson, Ducks Illustrated, magazine available now. The Oregon softball team, that first tournament, just a path of destruction. Now they took it international to Puerto Vallarta. Megan Kleiss with a one-hitter to beat Houston. The movie here we cut the parallel with is one of my faves, A League of Their Own.
Right. Well, certainly in this tournament down in Tempe, Arizona last week, they went 6-0, and their average in the six games, they averaged 12 runs and 17 home runs. And senior catcher Gwen Savickas had 6 home runs and 16 RBIs. For some people, that's a whole season. You know? For a lot of people, you don't get 6 home runs in a season, let alone in one weekend. You know, they only beat Houston today 1-0, as I just read. But they are, you know, number 3 in the nation. So I couldn't resist the League of Their Own motif there, or whatever. But they're going to be exciting. They're probably be sellout again this year. Maybe this time they'll get in the World Series and get a little further. But they had a great year last year.
Oh, yeah. Finishing up, a couple of thoughts. The men's basketball team, after the Stanford disaster swept the Washington schools, now down in SoCal. Safe to say, if they've got even a shot at an at-large bid, if you look at the power rankings and the standings, kind of a wiggle room not really existent and not unreasonable, think that they got to win maybe both these games?
Oh, yeah, I would say so. And, you know, who would have thought, though, that Washington, that was rising and was doing so well and was the toast of the league, you know, lately, and the way they were playing and what weren't expected to do, what they were doing, that we would beat them 65-40. I think it was the score. 40, limited to 40 points. If we can play like that against USC and UCLA, we certainly will have a chance to beat them. But this is a tough road ahead with then Arizona State at home. I mean, and then going up to Washington to finish the season. I'd be happy with 3 out of 6 myself, but I'm hoping for better. But that's just a tough schedule ahead.
Oh, sure is.
But you never know. Hope springs eternal.
Yeah, well, it's got to start in 45 minutes.
If Kenny Wooten can continue his inside presence and not get in foul trouble, it'll sure help a lot.
Yeah, actually, the 1-2 punch, the two great freshmen, if they play like they did against the Washington schools, fingers crossed. So, you can check out my thoughts and Mallard musings and keeping up with tradition. Like you said, you got the picks of all the football recruits, a lot of hoops, all thing Ducks. So, once again, let the folks know where they can pick up the new copy of Ducks Illustrated.
Well, all our businesses advertise in the magazine, plus your local Dairy Marts, Buy Marts, and Oregon Duck stores.
All right. JT, always a pleasure. Enjoy, and we'll catch up soon.
Thanks a lot, Steve.
All right, take care.